Isaiah chapter 43, verses 18 and 19. Forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland. As we approach a new year with all its uncertainties, we can sometimes be overwhelmed and fearful about what the future holds for us. But as we contemplate God's promises to us, it compels us to view our experience of God's grace in the past as a springboard, so that we view neither the present nor the future with fear, but with expectation. In this passage of Scripture, we are encouraged to look forward to what God will do. He is a faithful God who brings blessings and a new path ahead for His people where the world says there is no way forward. He does a new thing in order to produce new themes for our praise unto His glory. God is calling us to listen and look and see what He is doing in our lives. He's asking us to turn towards Him for His loving salvation and to give up our selfish ways and pursue His loving rescue plan for our lives. Further on in the chapter, He says, I am He who blots out your transgressions for my own sake and remembers your sins no more. It reveals to us His unspeakable riches that God wants to save His people from our bondage to sin and death. God is breaking down strongholds, transforming dark places into light, and making hardened hearts into soft and compassionate hearts. He's providing bread to the hungry, water to the thirsty, hope to the hopeless, and faith to the faithless. In order for us to access these blessings, we must first embrace the new thing God wants to do in our life, which is to change our focus. Stop looking behind and start looking ahead. If we continue to look behind, we cannot see where we are going. For those of us who profess to be followers of Christ, God will transform the wastelands in our lives into fields of blessings and abundance. And for those who are searching, God can take a useless life and transform it into a life of purpose and grace. For this new year, why not allow God to do His work of transformation in your life? May I invite you to join us next week.